It is Bell Let's Talk Month, so it is only right to bring back one of my favorite guests, Shreya Patel. She's an inspiration to me and works so hard to accomplish her dreams. And right now it is Bell Let's Talk Month, so we're bringing her on because of her large role with Bell Let's Talk. For those unfamiliar, it is an initiative that funds Canadian mental health initiatives and organizations all year long that are creating positive change in their communities each and every day. Started in 2010, and now it has grown so big. But Patel is a model turned actress, filmmaker, activist, and of course, mental health advocate. She is altruism personified, a voice for empowering the underdog. She has, since childhood, dedicated her life to not only a professional career in film and the arts, but also in social work. I'd love to show her love here. She is an honoree of the top 100 most powerful women of Canada, Forbes 30 Under 30, Top 25 Canadian Immigrant Award, Women's Achiever Award, and CSPN Emerging Leader Under 35. She is selflessly, doggedly determined desire to serve and improve the welfare of others, and is born from surviving her own traumatic experiences. For everyone who missed her first show, we're going to dive back into that today. But Shreya, here we are. Thank you for coming back on the show.
I'm such it's such a pleasure to always talk to you. Honestly, I'm inspired by your story, so I'm kind of like honored that you called me back.
Oh, well, I'm very much looking forward to having all of the great work you're doing be more awareness here in the US and, of course, inspiring everybody with your mental health journey. But for everyone tuning in today, this is a mental health break. I hope you enjoyed this preview. We have Shreya rejoining the show today for Bell Let's Talk Month. For everyone new to the show, thank you for stopping by. This is the podcast that normalizes the conversation around mental health. I want you to remember that you are not alone. It's been a while since we sat down, Shreya. I don't even know how long. What are some of the biggest things you've learned about your mental health, maybe since our last show? Not sure how much into the pandemic it was.
Honestly, the number one thing that I've learned is like what you tell, like the story that you tell to yourself with mental health, relating to mental health. I think everyone goes through something, but it's never about that. It's about the recovery and the journey that you're going through. Because it's also like the power of the mind, right? Like the power of the brain and how you think about yourself affects the way you see yourself. And for me, that was like the biggest change. Like for instance, like we were talking about like the traumas that I think you've been through, and so have I, with the gun shootings and things that I've endured. I just feel like instead of sitting there and being like, oh my God, this happened to me, this is so sad. And I have sat in like that thing, right? Like I'm like, oh, this happened to me. But then how long will you sit there for? And I looked at the positive out of what came out of it. That's the story I tell myself. I'm like, what did I learn from this? And I learned that life is precious and you should just live the way you want to live and not wait for things to happen to you or wait for the right time, because there is no right time. I just became more aware of my present like life. I became more aware of my family and friends and like all those things happened. And that came out of that traumatic experience. Something positive came out of that. And that's the kind of story that I tell myself when I talk about these kind of like traumatic experiences. It doesn't like re-victimize myself, you know?
I love it. Finding the light in the darkest of times. Same thing with me at first. What is good about this? But now we're moving forward with all this mental health advocacy and all the great work you're doing with Bell Let's Talk. Let's talk about your role with them. You mentioned behind the scenes before that it's grown to include more kids. I'd love to hear about it.
At Tampa Counseling and Wellness, we want to remind you that it's okay to not be okay. Reaching out for support and asking for a little extra help can be overwhelming, but everyone deserves a safe space to heal. We're so honored to be that space for Florida residents. If you want to learn more about our services or you'd like to set up a free consultation with one of our clinicians, you can call or text us at 813-520-2807. We're looking forward to growing with you.
Yeah, so Bella's Talk has been an initiative that's been running for like 12 years, and this year they've changed it. So last all of these years, they were donating, Bell was donated 5 cents for every interaction that they were getting on Bell Let's Talk Day. So it's like someone's tweeting and someone's watching the video, the views and all of that goes towards the mental health initiative. So we raise so many millions of dollars every year, but this year they have a new awareness campaign called Let's Change This. Basically, it's like a really bold move, and they are dedicating $10 million. And it's towards
Wow.
$155 million that they want to donate eventually. The 10, the Let's Change This is basically now talking about bringing like school systems, homes, communities, workplaces to come together and talk about how they can do like practical ways of dealing with mental health versus just talking about it. So it's like, let's execute now on those things. Let's execute how we see mental health in workplaces, or how we talk about mental health to kids in schools, or how we talk about that in at home or in our community. So I think that this year, they're just like, we're giving away 10 million, but this is what we are going to do. And I think I love that.
I love it. I'm putting it here in the notes for when we put this live $10 million goal. And you said something great there, practicing ways to actually improve our mental health, not just more awareness, which is great. Right now we're creating this awareness, but we can give you all the books in the world, all of the podcasts in the world. You still have to take that step and actually practice and do it. That's great. And it's great. You said 12 years now.
Yeah, it's been running for 12 years. I have been part of it since 2018. I remember growing up watching Bella's talk every month because you can't miss it. It's all over Canada. Like you cannot ever, even in the US, like all the celebrities talk about it and things like that. But if you come to Canada, you can't miss it. You're watching TSN or Sports Network, they will have Bella's talk. You're watching any random shows, they will have Bella's talk. You see like hoardings, bathrooms, ads everywhere. You can't miss it. So it's been like this campaign that's been like running for so many years, and so many celebrities have been part of it. And then when 2018 happened, they took all community members, like people that look like them. So it's more relatable. And that's when I became part of it as well.
Well, you're doing such great work. I'm curious now, I don't know if you'll be able to answer, how big was the movement back in 2012? What was it like where we can compare this now to a $10 million goal set?
Oh, you know what? It was always pretty well marketed, I would say.
Okay.
So it was a big campaign. So Let's Talk is an organization where Bell is funding it. So Bell really did market it pretty well. But I feel like the more years that went by, more people got engaged with it. And more people are talking about mental health now than they were in 2012. And I think that's the biggest change, because to drive real change, it doesn't happen overnight. I think that people need to continuously talk about it and then be like, okay, I'm on this board. I'm on board with this now. Let's execute that. And I feel like after 11 years, I think Bell is like, let's do this. Let's execute. Like, let's change this is their campaign slogan. They're basically bringing like emotional storytelling with real stats to showcase why we have to talk about mental health more. And I think that is a very powerful thing that has happened in this. All these years.
Well, keep up the great work. I can't wait to keep seeing all of the mental health accomplishments and awareness you raise. But I'd love to now ask you for one piece of advice you can offer to anyone out there who is going through a real tough time.
Honestly, there's no shame in asking. I feel like the time when I learned to just even talk about it, there was always fear of like the taboo or the stigma. I think everyone has that.
Right.
But once I started talking about it, I felt like there was like a ripple effect, because everyone's like, oh, okay, my story is a bit different than yours, but I can relate to it because I felt something like this too. And I think that that in itself, like you feel heard, and that in itself is quite healing, knowing that, you know, someone can feel similarly to me. And I'm actually curious about you, because yours is such a, it's an insane story, right? Like you went through this like thing that could be very lonely when the healing comes. How was it for you?
In the beginning, it was very lonely, very dark, because I was dwelling on all the negatives of it. But then once I put into something, finally clicked where, okay, if I go to all these appointments and I go to do this, this, and this, I can get better quicker, get back on my own quicker, get back to Florida quicker. I left Florida, it was like 80 something degrees. I got to New York, and it was in the 20s and snow, and it was just the polar opposite. So finding an uplifting spirit wasn't easy. Being with your friends senior year of college, 2 days before your last semester, everything changes. Back
wow.
home, you can't graduate on time. But you know, I could either sit and sulk, cry, why me? Or I can turn something horrible into something all right, which is now what I'm trying to do with the Healthy Minds book series, now almost complete. This podcast has been doing really, really well as far as people wanting to share their stories, which was, of course, the challenge at first. You start this show, like, how am I going to get guests? What am I going to do? And now we're networking all the way to Canada, sometimes in India. She's all the way over the world, with Shreya here. We're lucky enough to have her back on the show because she's in Canada right now talking about Bell Let's Talk. But before we sign off, Shreya, the floor is yours. Is there anything else you would like to speak about relating to mental health?
Honestly, mental health is not a competition. Like, I think that I have noticed people being like, oh, but my story is not as dark as yours, or no, I shouldn't be complaining. It's not a complaining. I think that everyone has mental health affects all of us in one way or the other. And yes, certain things that could be very severe can take a long time, right? But we can't compare our traumas and emotions with people, because everyone has different stories and things to live by. And I also think, like, what we were talking about earlier before we got on the podcast was about, like, children. I think that people neglect kids in a sense that they think that they don't have mental health issues. And I think that if we were having the conversation with adults, we should also have this conversation with children, because if they learn the terminology and the education about mental health, imagine how emotionally intelligent our communities would be, where no one's ashamed of saying, hey, oh, yeah, like, I'm dealing with anxiety today. Or I'm feeling a little depressed. Can you help me? And I think that starts with kids, because our generation is changing. The generation before us, for me, like, they never spoke about it. So it's our responsibility to bring these conversations and not just educate our elders, but to also educate kids.
I could agree and resonate with you there. There was no talk on mental health, or if there was, it didn't leave enough of an impact where I recall anything about it. We remember certain parts of health class, but mental health was never discussed. And I love bringing this example up. Say you break your hand or your wrist. What are you going to do? You're going to rehab that wrist, rehab that hand. If you're feeling down internally and you actually rest and do the things you need to, it won't become a lifelong, long-term thing. It can be settled, but we're both doing our parts for people to understand that. Let them know they're not alone. I mean, I cannot resonate, though, with what you said, where Canada has all these mental health advocacy things all over the place here. Yes, we do not have that luxury. It is making progress, but not like that. It's so incredible to see, letting people know they're not alone from a city standpoint.
National Canada standpoint. Amazing. Beautiful, actually. I was just being part of it has been so heartwarming, because all over social media and all over TV, everywhere, you just feel like, you know, we're all just human. Kind of unifies us, you know, these kind of conversations, and makes us more human and relatable. And I think that's beautiful.
Well, I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing and for coming on the show again. It's so great to see you. And I can't wait
you
to
too. Get back. You're amazing. And like, all the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to get you back on that entrepreneur show to talk about all the great work you're doing there. But I'm excited that we're able to make a difference together here today and raise awareness for Bell Let's Talk. Can you please now share the Bell Let's Talk website, your website, social media, all things Shreya?
So Bell Let's Talk, on social media, it's at Bell Let's Talk, BELLLETSTALK. And then mine is at IamShreyaPatel.com. It's at SHREYAPATEL on all platforms. Yeah.
Be sure to go check out all the great work she's doing. And the show is at A Mental Health Break, hashtag A Mental Health Break. And I am at Vincent A. Lancey. Be sure to head to YouTube, Vincent A. Lancey, to see a video clip of today's show. And until next Tuesday, I am signing off. Shreya, thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well. Take care.